City Council, Wednesday, February the 9th. We come to order. All councilors being present, city manager and staff are present for a quorum. And Don, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Added agenda items. I would like to slip in here, and I'm assuming we can do this, a public comment before consent agenda.
Sure.
Okay. The mayor. Are there any public comments?
Yes, Vicki Jackson, 17346 Mead Court. I just wanted to bring up, it's been brought up before in council, our council, about the check paying process right now. As you're approving, right now you're approving checks have already gone out. They're dated like mid-January or so. And we had talked before about having the council approve the bills before the checks go out, because your authority right now, if you were to say, no, I don't want to approve this check, it's already been sent and most likely cash. So I'd just like to bring that idea up to the council for further discussion. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. The consent agenda. Do I hear a motion to accept? Are there any comments?
That includes approval of minutes, right?
Yes.
Right. Yes. Would it be appropriate to... there's just something in the minutes that I think might need to be
corrected. Go ahead.
And it's in the minutes for December 29th. That isn't even on our list.
That's an added agenda item.
Okay. So address it now or not?
Yeah,
if it's not in the consent agenda, if it's a different set of minutes,
excuse me, that's the one I think you said to go ahead and send out.
Oh, that was,
It
was left off, yeah, that's right. So actually, it's not in our consent agenda, and we can't really add that to our consent agenda, so we'll...
It's very minor anyway, not even hardly worth mentioning, just a misplaced word.
So. Okay.
Hear a motion?
Make a motion to pass the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Unanimous.
Oh, I'm sorry. A little slow here. Item C, the HSR contract. Was that on, I didn't have it in my, in my packet.
I don't know that it's out. Huh?
I just noticed that, sorry.
I can read 12.
I can get you a copy.
You mean this is January 12th? This
oh,
is not the agenda.
Oh.
You guys approved me to do the contract and sign it.
Looking at the wrong agenda.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Do you have a copy?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you don't, I can get you one.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I got you one or not, but we can. Patty, let's forward the signed contract with out to. I'm not sure if I sent you one.
Having
get you one.
Having already had a public comment, we will move to item 7. Resolution number 2011.
There may be someone else that wants to.
Okay. Anybody else got comments? Public comments? Hearing none, we should move on.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, you had a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Yes, we did.
And a second.
And a second.
Mm-hmm. And a voice rule.
And a voice vote?
You did.
Check that blue can, guys. So the resolution number 2011-01, approval of financing agreement for new city hall.
We sent that out, and that is a requirement of the to get our financing through the League of Oregon Cities, and it's for the it's a bond council thing. The bond council did it, and it's all one of those things we have to do. And it went to Jeremy and them, and they looked at it. I mean, they're not bond council people, but. And I have some stuff on the city hall, which I thought we'd talk about later. If you wanted, you could hold that for later, or we could just do that resolution now. And then, I actually got some plans I want to show you and go over, but I was thinking maybe do that under manager comments or something. But whatever you like, do it.
Has everybody had a chance to look at this? And are any comments about it? We can go ahead and go through this. Because I think in the HSR... packages there, we'll get to spend some time.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun to spend a little time on that.
Do I hear a motion to for the resolution? For approval of
I would make a motion that we pass resolution number 2011-01.
Second.
It's been seconded. Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Approved? Unanimous?
And make sure that gets signed tonight, Patty, because we have to have it in tomorrow.
Okay.
So.
Moving on to council rules and procedures. It was distributed, and it's here in the binder in front of us.
This is a project that it's advantage of having an extra person here because I wouldn't have been able to get to it yet. You know, we have talked about it, and Adele and I have talked about the council rules, and so I got Sid working on it. It also kind of ties in with our charter with our charter stuff coming here in a couple weeks. So, and this is just a first run, and I'll let her walk through what she did, how she did. And also, those little books are courtesy of Sid. Put those together, and she said she thought we need to be more organized. And we were shuffling through papers, and then you can put the next month meeting in there. But she.
I agree.
So you can use them or not. It's completely up to you. I just thought I'd make those for you. And you can put them in any order. The idea was kind of that they would stay here. You'll still get your packets in the black box out front. There'll be a whole bunch.
And there'll be three whole bunch.
And then you can just put them in front for the next meeting and keep what you want, recycle what you don't. Just in front, I put the red line copy of the rules and procedures. And I just went through this to make it match with the charter. There's some minor language things. But really the content is all the same. So if you guys want to read through it and take some notes and we can discuss it at an upcoming work session, as far as, you know, major changes that you want to make, you can do that. I did read minutes from previous meetings where you had discussed this, and a lot of the changes actually are made, just logistics. Read through that. Also, in the very end, I've listed the order of how this document currently exists, and some flow to it isn't quite there, so I will change the order of this document after we address all of the content. And then I listed the current order, or the new order. For example, it starts with meetings, and then later in the document you talk about how you elect your presiding officer and how meetings are run. So obviously those sections should come first before you actually talk about how you run your meeting. And then this document will adopt in July after the charter.
So we'll adopt it ahead of it, but it'll be effective July 1 is what our thought was. If we did one now, we spend, you know, a month or two getting this worked out and approved, because under this you're appointing your mayor. Once we adopt the charter, the mayor gets elected. So we made this effective July 1, assuming the charter passes. So we'll work on this in March and April, or you know, March and April. Could approve it in May or something, but have it effective July 1. And then if there's any other things. We went back and looked at what they talked about before the new folks came on, before I came here. They had talked about some changes back in about March, February.
Yeah, a year ago.
Yeah. They were never really adopted, and they never really came out in print form. So we looked at those, and they were really kind of things like the first meeting of the year. It says in here, you know, currently you require your attorney to be at every meeting except unless excused. Well, the opposite's true. The attorney's excused unless asked to be here. Mm-hmm. You know, those kinds of things. So, but there may be something else you want in here that you know, only you guys have thought about.
Okay. And then, Adele, you had requested a document today, I think a memorandum of understanding, and that is actually on the second tab. I made a copy for everyone so that you can also discuss that at the next work session.
Oh, is this the new one?
That's the one we have. I think
okay.
It's dated 06.
Okay, I'll send you the one that he sent me today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there's that for everyone to look at and to discuss also at a future work session.
Okay.
Okay, that was it on that. Just handed it out.
Yeah,
so
we didn't use their time.
We'll put this on a future.
Yeah, February might be for any. I mean, it's not that we got till July, so be thinking about things that you might want.
Yeah, just make notes, get them to me when you think of it.
And they can be changed too, you know.
Any further comment on that?
No, thank you.
No thanks. Item 9, water, sewer, and city facilitation.
You've got we sent out the kind of outline. Or it's here.
It's in the binder.
It's in your binder.
So we can't say I didn't get a copy of it.
Yeah, it's in your binder. And the idea of that would be, it really came from some of you and others. And the idea is we'd have a facilitated session. I'm not sure if I can find it. Some of them are
it's
struggling.
It's in the front pocket.
Right, the pocket.
You just might not recognize it as any.
Yeah. The concept was to have a facilitated session between the two districts and ourselves. Have a kind of a third party here that would help us work through and really, I think, give a chance for them to air concerns and issues they have of us since we're the ones assuming. And, you know, they can talk and ask their questions of everything from employees, the rumors of us raising rates, and just all of those things. Let them kind of get them out there, and you get a third party, can get them on a board and write them down. But one of the things he would do is I think he's going to do a phone call, which I just did one today or yesterday for the DRC. I told you in an email. That worked fine, but he'll call everybody, talk to you on the phone, and he's allocated up to an hour, 45 minutes or something. And then he gives you a feel for what the issues are. Then they know when they come in, and that helps them then decide how they need to run the meeting. It's exactly what this firm that I talked to yesterday, they said, you know, we have to talk to people, then we figure out how we're going to run the meeting. And we picked those folks, obviously the five of you, in our case, myself and Kitty, as a former mayor and the person who really for the last year has worked on this, and Kitty was a board member. She's, to my knowledge, and I'm probably wrong because that's normal, that we haven't had too many people that are former board members that have also been a council member. So I think there's an advantage that, and Kitty only left us 3 weeks ago, and we were sending letters out 2 weeks ago with her signature on it. So I thought it would give a perspective to this neutral person. And in their case, I thought having a plant manager, Scott, because he's running the operation, he's out with the crew, and if we do a public works department, he's the guy that's going to be helping all of a sudden running a snowplow rather than a backhoe. So Dennis Carter and I had lunch today. Dennis supports this, and so does Brian and Donna, and so I think they're going to, and they meet next week, and so this person was going to start that the following week, start calling people, and then we would try to meet first couple days of March. The reason it's a little bit rushed, we need to pass a we need to have a hearing on the withdrawal in March. And it's kind of like you probably need to do this before you do the hearing. That's why it's probably a little quicker than we would do it. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the holistic nature of this, that's the reason for getting it done in that kind of tight time frame. Mm-hmm. And then he can have the results back to us from our session, and then if there had to be a second one. But we in March will then hold our hearings that are required for the withdrawal. That's, and it was going to be about $500-$600 a piece. The districts offered to pay it all, and I said, no, I think everyone needs to pay their share, because I thought that I didn't want anyone being a welfare case in this. But the three entities would split, and he's put his estimated hours down, and actually I think he put down 16 people to interview, and there's probably only 14, so we'd say, who knows, but that's just a guesstimate. He came pretty good recommended. I've just met the person once, but he travels all over the West, and you can see, yeah, I think he lists some of the clients, or in his website they have some of the clients. Roger Lee at Edco said he would be good, and so I met the person, seemed great. Good. So we just like to get approval so that we can initiate it, and then the districts can do it, and so this person can start planning, and then expect some phone calls and things.
So just to clarify, so would the former elected officials be invited to the facilitation meeting, or just for an interview for informational purposes?
It's to get the background, same as like Scott. It's a public meeting, so anybody can be here.
Right.
So, you know, that's what I think he will tell us. See, you know, I don't know. It could be they come for part of it or not all of it. I know that, again, the session I'm just doing here, they said staff's going to be at some, and or in the case of it, and the managers at all of it, but other staff not. So, you know, it's a pretty small group. I haven't thought through it. I haven't talked to him. He will tell me, should Scott be there, should Kitty be there at the table, or are they just getting background and they're not part of that? That's
okay.
I don't know the answer to that.
So what I hear you saying is that we should talk to him as far as the way that we would like the meeting structured.
Sure. No, yeah, you get to. Okay. Yeah, you get your hour with him, tell him what you want.
Okay.
You bet. I've got to be good.
Any comments, Stu?
Is there anything written into it if anyone backs out as to payment?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, they're going to vote next Tuesday. If they don't go forward, we don't go forward, and we don't do it.
Okay.
So I mean, yeah, if they're not going to participate, and they meet Tuesday, so we'll know. And I the date on that one says, but the new contract I'm going to have him do is we have to sign it by next Friday, so it's after the Tuesday. We would have a decision by then. And they'll sign, we'll sign. I mean, I'll sign it, Donna will sign it, and everyone's bound to pay their share. They don't, I mean, they're not going to say yes and then not do it. So, I mean, that's pretty.
Well, didn't they indicate that they were in favor of it?
Yeah. I don't know about Barban, but the rest are.
And I just said yes because there's that item 3 is a cancellation agreement. So, yeah. On that.
I mean, these kind of companies, they're not the type that are going to, they wouldn't stay in business too long if they went out and said, well, we want your $500 anyway. It's a pretty small amount of money in the big sense. They're going to, it's a group's walk that, you know, must be gone.
Are there any further comments? Hearing none, we can go to item 10, sponsorship of the Lapine Rodeo Association.
Well, we got that was a letter, and actually, you've given them $500?
In the past, yeah.
In the past. Year. I guess, not, you know, I've been here for this, so, and some of you probably know more about that than I do. So,
comments, Dan? Yeah, just I know that there's sort of a request that maybe some of them come and make a verbal request or something, maybe for the sponsorship, for a sponsorship, and they just couldn't come. Florence asked me if I would just kind of convey that if if you can make a decision on it, great. If not, they would have to not be here until next meeting, until our next council meeting. But she just requested, you know, if we could do something like we did before, that that's what they'd like to see.
Does anybody have comments about them not being here?
No, I mean, I think anybody is familiar with
the organization. I think that it's important that if they're going to ask for money, they ought to come. But I understand, you know, since it's on the agenda and they're not able to attend, I guess I'm okay with that. But otherwise, I think they should be encouraged to attend. Stu, anything?
I know they were on the agenda at the county commissioner's office and no one attended that meeting either. Mm. And that was for, I believe, up to
5,000?
No, 500 mm-hmm. or 1,000. I just wouldn't want, you know, people to think that anyone can apply for money and not be there personally to make their case, but you know, they are volunteers just like we are, so they probably have dinner sitting on the stove, so I don't have a problem with them not being present.
Well, you know, one thing you guys we could do is make sure that anyone, we just tell people kind of, when we say, you know, the council really expects folks to be there. This is obviously a big long running event here, but I agree with what you're saying. Maybe tonight you make the exception, you know, because we have in the past maybe made them do that. But I think it's a fair statement to people that out of a board, they got a big board. If this person couldn't be there, they send someone else.
Yeah. Don, how about you?
Well, I feel they should appear too. However, I also agree with Stu that I know how much I've been spent on volunteering this week and how difficult sometimes it is to get away. So
really,
once in a while, you make exceptions.
Okay. I like I said, I don't have a problem with it this evening, but I think we should have a policy that if you're going to ask the city for money, I guess if we're going to put them on the agenda, we should send them a notice saying that, you know, you're on the agenda and we'd like to see you come and put your hand out in front of us.
I called them and left a message.
Did you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And apparently something of that was commented on. The other thing is, I'm sure everybody knows how long I've been associated with Frontier Days, or was associated with Frontier Days, and I'm not sure that I would like to see Frontier Days left out.
Well, some of those go through our TRT committee too, and it's, you know, so.
Well, I mean, everybody has an opportunity to go through the TRT committee. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, they did come through.
This is a sponsorship. This is not a marketing thing. This is a sponsorship that they're asking for here, of one of their events or programs.
Well, you have it there.
Where the money needs to go.
It's what they're requesting, and what they were given last year was a gold sponsorship, which includes 4 complimentary radio tickets, VIP ticket, and that kind of thing. And I don't recall last year what was done. Something was done with those tickets.
Donated
to some. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we had the rodeo association go ahead and donate them.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. So it's a little bit different than the marketing that happens through the TRT dollars. This is a sponsorship thing.
Yeah, and I think I was speaking in that vein to you know, something like Frontier Days, because they, you know, they have sponsors for the parade and sponsors for the lawnmower, you know, those kinds of things. So, but we'll move on.
I have a question. So what line item does this come out of? Is there like a set amount?
You know, we could probably come out of economic development. We withhold 2%. We're well we've been withholding 2%. Again, I want to separate the transient room tax in next year. That's mm-hmm. the best way to do it. This budget, you know, I inherited this budget, and so it's a little more difficult, but you have memberships, you have miscellaneous expense places. I mean, there's quite a few places. So, you know, I'll sit, we'll go, her and I will go through and figure out the best place. With between, I mean, my preference would be to take it out of the TRT.
I guess my point is that I would like to see a set amount put aside for sponsorships and contributions, and then have a set amount, a uniform amount for each organization, so that, you know, that we don't, so that we can, in a mostly like on a, whoever asks for it is going to know right up ahead of time on how much that they could ask for, and it's more unilaterally distributed, and we only have a set amount.
Yeah, like under donation, we have $2,000, and you know, so we can take it out of that if you're calling it a donation sponsorship.
Yeah.
I like what you've said.
Yeah, I
think that's a straightforward approach to it, and I would think in the budget process we could deal with that. I mean, you know,
I mean, to a degree, it's here, and like in that line item, you budgeted $2,000 to spend on donations this year. You spent $500 up to 6 months, so you have $1,500 left. It's there, and that's a council decision. And you could get a group coming in and ask for 100, you could get 10 groups asking for 1,000, you have to turn them down. I mean, mm-hmm. it's kind of, you know, it's a generic pot that people get, and things will pop up that come along, and so mm-hmm. I like say that I think we separate transfer room tax, that'll help on that side. This is out of the general fund, but right now they're all locked together, so...
No, I kind of agree, or I should say I disagree about setting up a specific amount for every donation, because it may not be the same year after year. There may be different needs year after year. So we might set a donation today for next year, and when the time comes, maybe that particular organization doesn't need funding that year, but another organization needs more. I think we should have the ability to make adjustments to whatever we decide we're going to do.
Good point. Can I add something there? So I'm assuming that you are talking about the fact that, or you have it in your mind that we would say, okay, the Pine Rodeo this year, or next year's set up for $500 and like that?
That's what I understood Adele was talking about. Is that not correct, Adele?
I was thinking like a cap. So that our $2,000 can go a little bit further.
To any organization, anybody that comes.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah. That's different.
Yeah.
That's different. I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
Stu, any comments?
No, I agree with Adele that there should be an amount. And again, with what Don said, everyone's going to be different from year to year. We get it from the high school, we get it from the elementary school, we get it from the grade school, we get it from all other aspects, and each one is going to be a little different from year to year, but a set amount in that line item will get us.
I think Adele said it about up to a number, and I agree.
That number would be set in your budget.
Yeah. Okay. Any further comments? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the request of a Pine Rodeo for a sponsorship of $500.
I'll so move.
And I'd like to add to that motion that the complimentary tickets be donated back to the association.
So you want to change your motion?
Well, I'll go back and make a first, including all that, if that's okay. Or modify it.
I'll draw a motion.
Okay.
Your
second. You did the motion. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So Adele can make the motion.
So Adele, go ahead and make your motion.
I move to sponsor the Lapine Rotary Association in the amount of $500, which would be the gold sponsorship, donating the 4 complimentary rodeo tickets back to the association to be distributed as they see fit.
Okay, I'll second that.
Any other comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
Can that make you make note? We're going to take that out of donation 6017. Thanks.
The motion approved unanimously. Item 11, appointment of counsel to the Lapine Action Team, LCAT. I actually tried to call Carol
Swenson.
Swenson about that today, and I couldn't get a hold of her just to tell her it was on the agenda and if she wanted to come along and talk and speak to it, make a comment about it or answer any questions we had, but I didn't get a hold of her, so questions, comments?
I think I've sat on this from our company standpoint, so I'm there, and I think Dan's involved there at the chamber level.
Yes. I am not on the board. I just want to make that clear.
I think it's a worthwhile organization. I think it's been around since the beginning of time.
No comment on that.
Okay. I believe as partners in the community, as we need to be with organizations and the business community, I think it's something we ought to be doing. I think LCAT, like Dell has said, has been around a long time. They cover lots of things, and I think for us to be respectful of their input to the community and the handles that they have on lots of things that we can benefit from it. Therefore, I think it's a great idea. You want to? Do we want to talk about doing this tonight, or do we want to do it at a different time?
Oh, I'd say do it.
No, I mean appoint somebody after we make the motion.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and appoint somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to appoint a representative of the council to the Lapine Community Action Team.
I so move.
Second. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Those opposed? It's done.
Okay.
So
you make the appointment.
Well, Stu, how about you do it?
You know, this brings up a question. If maybe we need some guidance on this, but if a counselor is representing the city at one of these meetings, and another counselor is there representing their company, and another one is there representing their company. You have 3 counselors at one meeting.
It's a public meeting.
It's a public meeting, but what if you wind up there discussing what can be done in the city? And, you know, just inadvertently, you start talking about that.
I don't know. That's, you know.
Just make sure 3 people aren't at
just
the
generally,
meeting.
If you've already got a couple of councilmen that are on the board, then you, to be honest, you probably don't want anyone else. The city is running LCAP.
Right.
And if you start to get that many, then pretty soon you're taking it over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we as individuals serve on lots of things. I think only 2 things I'd say is that groups will always call and want you to, the city or some, to put a rep. Mm-hmm. It's okay to take a air in before we jump to saying, yes, we're going to do that. That doesn't mean that an individual doesn't serve. You know, sometimes these groups need a little autonomy. Let them do their thing, and then when they have a project, they make recommendations, you know, and that type of thing. And if the city has gotten themselves so active that they're into everyone's business, you, it's like talking to yourselves all the time. And so that's just, you know, so I don't think the city needs an answer to that question, because I don't know that we should have three people on that board.
I agree.
And if you've already got you there, and I mean, I don't know that you said you're not on the board.
No, I don't think she's on the board.
This isn't for the board. It's just a
representative from the city to go to their meetings and bring back information to the council.
Oh. I mean, you're already going.
Well, that was my point.
So you're not.
Well,
but so I guess I was thinking they wanted you to be on like their board. Well, I would say if we have two people at the meeting, one on the board and one in the audience, we're pretty well taken care of. That's my thought.
Okay.
So, therefore, it sounds like you accepted?
Our involvement with them is going to be...
Well, if I'm already there, so if the council so wishes.
Good.
Okay. Well, that brings up what happened the other day at the LCAT meeting. There were three of us there.
At the LCAT? Leggy
meeting.
I think you made that plain, but I don't know of anybody else. I see two people reasonably going, one because you're there and another one because you go there for representing the chamber. I don't see myself going there. It'd be overkill. So...
Okay.
I'm thinking that I'm a member of Liggy, as you and Dan are, and therefore, you know, it's something I wanted to do. And we made the comment that we're not going to look at each other
while we're in the meeting, or talk to each other. But you know, it's that I hate the word, but it's perception. Of the public, that there are three councilors in one place.
Yeah.
You know, even though we're not talking city business, it's that perception.
And you'll notice I left. Right after the meeting was over?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I left.
Mm-hmm.
So, just to make sure that we didn't have a
right. No,
situation.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But just for the public's information, you know, it's that perception that... There could be three councilors in one place, and they're not talking business, and that's totally legal. And that's always been a concern of mine. Always.
I think it's well to say that, too.
So, just for the record, that there were three of us at the LCAT, or Liggy meeting, and we did make the comment that we're not talking to each other.
If there's no further questions, I'd entertain a motion that we adopt the a position as a representative to the LCAP team from a member of the council. Did we not just do that?
Yeah, we did.
Did we vote on it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Then I'll be going around.
That's what comes from not having dinner before you. thank you, Stu, for taking that job.
You're welcome.
The item 12 is the city manager's contract. Any comments? Stu, why don't you start, please?
If he's got done talking, start it then.
Now, I'm going to give us your first bit of wisdom here.
I don't have any wisdom. I went through it, and I couldn't find anything in here that I would object to. It's my personal opinion.
Adele?
No, we talked about it at the executive session, and nothing... is different, and I have no comment or
okay. Same here. Looks like what we talked about.
Yeah.
Right. We agree.
Stu.
Yeah. You know, it was hashed out at a prior meeting, so nothing really jumps out at me.
Okay. Same for me. We're going to vote on this?
Yeah.
You need to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or else I got to start picking my stuff up in there. I only got 2 weeks left.
I would entertain a motion that we approve this amendment number 2 to the employment agreement with the city manager.
And hurry up and make a motion before he walks out the door. I make that motion, yes.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? And the ayes have it in there. Item 13, discussion on goal setting. We had talked about this, I think, at the work session, and we had talked something about maybe having a having it on a weekend day, like a Saturday. I think it's extremely important as we get started. And I know that we've got a full calendar, and I know the city manager's played his role, but I think it's something that we need to really seriously get down to and dedicate that one day to it. So, Dan, any input on when and where or when and what?
Weekend times that would be difficult for me would be the first and second weekends of March would be tough.
Me too. Adele?
No, I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Anything in particular that holds you back on a Saturday?
No.
Okay. Don?
I'll be gone 2 weeks in May.
Vacation?
Yep.
Good. Stu?
Did I hear weekend is preferable or not?
I think the amount of time that we probably can put into this or need to put into it would indicate a weekend like a Saturday.
Okay. And are we looking or have thought about a retreat for a day or...
Someplace on Maui.
Sometimes you bring in, we could get someone to come in and facilitate with us or something. But, you know, that again, from your, that group that you belong to, the North...
Ford Foundation. Ford Foundation, Stacy.
You know, something like that. But to do, you know, at least 3 or 4 hours, you know, and that's why you really could, it'd be harder to do. Dale gets off work. I mean, a person needs to have everything fresh, so that was why we thought a weekend almost. Mm-hmm. So that was the thought, is just kind of a, you can call it goal setting, you can call it vision setting, you know, you've done 2 or 3 of them, I've read back in the minutes and things, mm-hmm. So you kind of have a list, so it's kind of whatever you guys want to make of it. Now, my time to work on setting that up right now is all, you know, I mean, today I was everywhere. I just can't. So, because I have to start working on the budget, and I have to start putting my foot down and say no. I mean, others can go do stuff, but I can't, because the budget is a responsibility I need to work on, and we're going to try to make some of these changes. And with the sewer and water stuff, and it's just not humanly possible in the time I'm here. So, now I just can't do it. So. I have to do the budget.
Can I offer this then? That we let you go off and look at a time frame that you would fit your schedule.
Well, I mean, I can come for the 3 or 4 hours, but as far it's everything. It's, you know, it's like everything's simple, but it's setting it up. Who's going to facilitate it? What's the handouts? What's the outcome you're looking for? It just, all of that is it just takes mental time. I would say in April, because remember in March we're going to have withdrawal hearings. You know, so just how many meetings can you go to, and how many things can you get your arms wrapped around? We may have another BioGreen hearing that's going to come back.
Would it make sense to wait until the charter is passed?
I mean, it would be nice if you waited. Because one thing about waiting, you can tie it more into what do we know about sewer and water? Because that's going to drive a lot of this next year. If we know timelines, it's what kind of manager you're looking for, timeline for a manager, full-time, part-time, all of that. And sewer and water really do dictate a pretty big piece of that. So there's and we talked about Roger Jordan over, and you know that we could tie that all into that day, but that really needs to be, yeah, past charter, past, you know, where we know a little more.
We
have enough things on our plate right now.
Yeah. So wouldn't it help you in putting the budget together to know what the goals are?
Yes, it would. Yeah. Now the thing is though. To be honest, in a small budget, in a small town,
mm-hmm.
it's not like we have big crews to go off and they're going to change directions.
Yeah.
So it's not, I know exactly what you're saying, and I agree. You know, here, that's not really, because we put enough into the different funds, and then a person has the flexibility to decide based on your goals. It could be the budget, the following budget,
yeah.
You know, the next one, that you can go a little more where you're talking, because mm-hmm. it does impact. But we're plowing streets, you know, we're doing those things. It's not like from the goal setting session where it's going to switch too much of that. But I agree totally in the concept of that. But based on where we are right now, again, it took these other cities 100 years. And so kind of do this in steps. Because I think the sewer and water issue will dictate a ton of things. And we're going to have extra meetings or committee meetings and things around some of that after we truly start working on that merger.
I agree with Adele that, you know, or that I had the idea that the budget, getting this done before we finally got through the budget, because we're going to start budget hearings in March, right? Don't you start in March?
No, we won't have hearings in March.
Yeah. We'll
again, ours is pretty, you know, we'll, you know, I haven't looked at it, done a calendar or anything. We've got ads out, which we're going to get to on the budget. I was going to do that under the financial thing, but
okay.
You won't have any hearings in March, no.
So, I had an understanding that a lot will dictate about what's going on right now, especially sewer and water, but out of bounds to think that maybe we could do this in April. I've got something in my mind about putting it out until after the charter being an awful long time. And really, my comment earlier was about letting you go off and gather this whole idea up about when you could start thinking about a date.
Well, I'm just, yeah.
And then coming back and talking about it again.
April. I'm just trying to be honest to you.
Okay.
I could sit here and say what I think you want me to say, but I'm really smart, and I don't have. I want you to know as if the responsibility is going back on me to set this all up and do it all. I have to start spending time on a budget, and I'm going to do that unless you tell me no. And I can't do that, which is additional stuff, and go work on this. But that doesn't mean you guys can't. I can be here at the meeting. I just can't spend the time to prepare a bunch of handouts and a bunch of stuff. And
We got your point. And we'll take it. So,
if you guys find a date that works for you, I can facilitate that arrangement. It's not going to be too difficult. We'll probably meet here on a Saturday, have a coffee.
Okay, there.
It does need to go to public notice, so we just need some advance warning.
Because we also have in place, or will have in place, the charter to help guide us. We just have our council rules that we're going to be working on to help us and guide us. So I think we've got a path, and with the manager working on the budget, that will guide us. And I know what you're saying is, you know, the budget will guide his decisions, but I think the prior budget worked very well for the city, and we're on the right track. So I think the manager needs to focus on getting the budget sent for the next year. And now with Sid's offer, I think she can do a very good job.
She can do a lot of the groundwork.
Okay.
Is that well, I can tell you where it would help if we did it ahead for the budget, is mm-hmm. especially road stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Yeah.
And the other part would probably be code enforcement. Because if we're going to put some money, mm-hmm. we're going to have the income coming from the franchise agreement. And so do we want a contract, you know, do we want to put $10,000 into code enforcement? You know, that type of thing. And so there could be some advantages to having those discussions in April. Then we can get them in our budget.
Right.
So maybe we look at we're going to do this one, and then we could do one again in September, August, to then plan for that final phase. Mm-hmm.
I agree. Okay. I like that.
Yep.
I like that. Okay.
Sounds good.
So, general consensus that we're going to...
we'll send out some notices, but April, I think that March with the withdrawal hearings and things, I think we better skip those, but maybe in that first couple weeks of April.
Sure.
Somewhere.
Sounds good.
Before summer and spring get here, and just we'll send out and see what... Okay. And like, we could do like 9 to, in the morning to 1, and we could have lunch brought in or something. And
okay.
Any more on that? If not, we'll
that's good.
Go to the financial report.
Okay, and this we're gonna you know once I start doing the budget, then we'll be more into this. But if and the mayor and I went through it, if you switch in and go to the budget page, which is in our illustrious bookkeeper back here, Mary and I went through this last week, and so go to about page 5. I mean that's the big the general fund. Vicki, did you find page 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you find page 5 for Fleming?
It's Mark.
No, we like to start out basic. Okay. If you want, I think that just kind of the categories. And the first part of this is income, and we're 6 months here. Franchise fees were 47.7. We should be at 50. So basically, that's right on of what you estimated. And obviously, things run behind and forwards. You can't, you don't hit them. But we're doing pretty well. I do have a letter coming that I'm going to be sending to Prexa back to franchise on Cascade Gas that I'm sending out, and that hopefully I'll get that out here very soon. Grants were 50% because we paid 40 and we owe 40. And today I met with the DLCD and. Can talk a little bit later about that, but that you know is an in and out. You get it, you write the check out. $1,000 on a TA grant, so you're over 49.4, so that's doing pretty good. Property taxes were at 87.2% of what you budgeted of prior taxes, current taxes, and so on. You do have some more tax payments coming in, but a lot of people pay all at once in November. Some people pay in thirds, some people pay halves, and some don't pay at all. So the regulatory fees, that was only $500. Shared revenue. Cigarette tax is way up. I don't know, again, if that's because it all came in one chunk, you know, or how it's been done in the past, but you're at 69% of that total category. Motel tax is doing, we're at 70%. Again, you know, I don't know how you guys do that. So we'll all know more after. But total income at 50% of the year is at 71%. So you're doing great. Income's coming in as projected. Then your expenses, you know, nothing is jumping out yet as odd. We're a little higher on the... our IT and support and software, because you know you bought me a laptop and some of those things, and we've done a little more with our website, putting the audio on and stuff like that. Legal fees were at 53%. You know that would be without the sewer and water, that would be way down. So we're basically on track at 50% of the year. You can see that whole category is at 22.5, and so we're well there. The 6013, which says do not use, that was all an adjusting entry from our audit. So it was to do some things for to adjust for like a couple of years.
Yeah, 2007.
Yeah. So you're good there. Payroll, you're 42% at 50% of the year, and that's pretty accurate because paydays come out when they do. So we're fine on there. Your grants, they come in and they go out. Bottom line is, your expenses are under what you budgeted and your income's over at this point. And nothing really, there's no red flag in any of it that's just odd.
So, on the 6009, the meetings.
Yep.
So that's so are the planning commissioners, do they have their school and everything all?
They did, some of them go. I mean, John really is the only one that goes mostly. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, usually John. I've gone to a couple.
Yeah. One.
So so are there plans for to spend all this?
Oh no. Oh heavens no.
No.
Well, the problem being we only have 3 planning commissioners now.
No, that number is a big number. And my, you know, again, I wasn't here when you did your budget,
yeah.
But my guess is that they, a lot of line items, as you're being in, you're in your infancy, they put totals in, and then it's a placeholder as much as anything. It's not, you know. And that's where I think down, probably especially a year from now, once you get the Mid-State franchise in, and you'll really then you, what we need to do is have a road fund, and maybe you want to start transferring $50,000 a year into road reserves so that you can have $250,000 to go pave a road in Kegel to match an ODOT grant. If we want to help at First Street, you know, where we want to put $100,000 toward the First Street fixes, if ODOT puts in $1,000,000, we'll match it with 10%, that stuff. But you haven't been able to do any of that yet. But I think that's all where you're headed. Again, it takes years to get all this done. But right now, I think you kind of have some broad lump sums that number really doesn't reflect. The city of Lapine is not going to spend $32,000 on training.
Well, actually, we spent a lot of time going through that. And they had very specific classes that they wanted to take, memberships that we wanted to pay for them.
Yeah, but that's a big number.
Yeah,
and you're seeing we spent 5, so
yeah.
And is that also include the League of Oregon Cities? And we went to the conference and everything, so it's not just planning,
right?
And probably over half that's us at League of Oregon Cities.
I think there was an interest too in getting books started and getting the library together.
At our last meeting, we discussed, and in fact, we authorized some equipment being bought and some library, some reference materials that you'll be able to use also. They're not just planning materials, but Deborah is in the process of ordering a bunch of planning materials for the city. Mm-hmm. So some of that will be used.
Stu? On the mileage, for all the meetings and everything, I know we don't have a policy in place yet, but what's the procedure on that?
Where are you, a line item or no?
All of
just
it. You know,
in
under
general.
Your 6009 meetings,
20?
Travels, and schools.
Okay.
How many are going to the same meeting? Because I don't know if in October and November, there's entries for several different people going, are they going to the same meeting? My question is, are we paying mileage to 4 different people going to the same place? When would be carpool?
That's, you know, yeah, that's pretty much with volunteers, that tends to be up to them. I mean, generally, you're not going to tell her she has to, her and her husband have to ride with John Thomas to a meeting. That is, that's not their comfort zone. I mean, I'm being serious about that. I think Adele is going off to, you know, people kind of. We don't have a lot of that, but I know what you're saying. It's one thing if you're all on the paid staff and the Department of Public Works is sending 3 guys to mandatory training. they're getting in a pickup and they're driving and they're forced together. It's a little different when you have people donating their time, because often what will happen is they're going and they will go and they're going to go visit an aunt or uncle in Eugene when they're there. They're donating their time to go and they'll go visit a relative. We can't do that when y'all carpool. And so that would be a council decision.
Still, let me add a comment here that we have training next week in Redmond, and Don and I are going to carpool.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, as of now, maybe we are.
Yeah.
And I think Dan and I talked about it also.
Yeah,
so
just
I know.
That is a way to show responsibility on the city's part. If there's an opportunity to carpool, we need to carpool.
Well, we can also use the
city vehicle.
Yeah.
In the past, what we've done at another public entity is, if you decide to drive on your own, you pick up the tab. If you're going to go off and visit family or something, because you're already going to be there to do that.
Maybe. You go and visit family because you happen to be going there is different from you're going there and they stop off.
I think that if you got three people going to one place or two people going to one place, we need to be
cognizant of that.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's kind of the budget. We'll start spending a lot more time on this. I think we'll start going over more we'll start getting into this. I'm kind of excited to do it. So,
are you going to outline a few of the change to the form of the budget? Like it was
not ahead of time. I mean, not to like get into it.
We know about TRT. I mean, there's a couple of new funds.
I think part of that as I get into it. I've thrown some out to you. That's about as much as. I haven't went into the budget yet.
Okay.
I haven't had any time to get into the budget, so that's what I'm going to start working on.
I know we had a budget that had four can I call them sections? And one of them was TRT was broken out from the rest of it.
Right.
And I think those kinds of things are important.
I mean, again, we don't have a lot of services here, so generally you're going to have, I think, transportation for sure, TRT. That's
okay.
Well, you'll have sewer and water. You'll have your enterprise funds, so you'll have sewer, water, public work, sewer, water.
Okay.
If someone can think of another one, we pretty much, if we had a police department, we'd have police. Mm-hmm. Planning, you could do planning, but that could wait for another year because we have no revenue coming in. You don't want to set up pages just to have a bunch of pages with a bunch of zeros. So, and we don't have anyone on staff, it's kind of contract, so.
Then with our training on what day is that?
Tuesday, Wednesday next week.
Yeah, that I think that it's going to be beneficial for us to understand how to manage a sewer and water budget, or what the difference is between that and a general fund budget, mm-hmm. and all that. So I think it's going to be much easier for us this year.
Yeah, and I think this budget training on Tuesday is a timely, timely class. So. Anything else? Anybody? Okay. We can move to item 15, which is other matters. Are there any other matters? There aren't. We didn't move anything to that, right?
Okay. No.
And now it's time for public comments. Are there any public comments?
Vicki Jackson, I live on Main Court. At your last work session or council meeting, I guess it was a council meeting agenda, but it was really a work session, you had talked about the franchise agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was wondering, you made mention of having it start 6 months. I believe you said it was going to start in
July 1st.
July 1st. Okay. And I was wondering, because I thought you were going to delay it 6 months.
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
We can start at 30 days. We haven't even had our hearing on it yet. So.
Okay.
But we're still, the attorneys are still going back and forth on the last couple items. Because we had the MidState folks here last 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
So we'll get that all put together in sometime in March.
Okay.
Maybe April, because March may be busy, but we'll hold a hearing. And so we can set when we want it. Under law, you need to get 30 days, and MidState has to have 30 days, because they have to print a little notice that's going to go out in everyone's bill. So they'll send that out in May or June for a July 1 effect.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Well, what I was wondering, since it's not starting till July, and then you won't get being paid for 3 months, that's what I meant.
Right.
I don't see a payment
for
6 months. Why not start it in April? Because what you're forfeiting is about
$45,000.
Not starting it, because even if you started it in April, you wouldn't see a payment till probably July. Mm-hmm. Why not start it sooner?
I think by the time we get all of the, again, we're sitting here now in February, we don't even have anything to hold a hearing on, and when you have to give the notices, I don't see you being able to start it April 1st. So I think in reality, and then for budget purposes, entities that pay in, that way they will be able to budget it into their budgets, you know, the school district and all of those. It's a fee that they weren't planning on. This way they'll know it's coming and they can put it into their budget. So.
Okay. Well, the only way to write it up, due to the light of you're going to have a lot more expenses due to the water and sewer and your new building expenses. That's the only reason I
got
it.
No. Okay. We'd like to. I mean, I wish it was a year ago.
Or 4 years ago. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm glad you're on our side with that. Keep that going.
Any other comments? Hearing none, committee reports.
Don, did you go to COAC last time?
Yes, I did. I went to COAC and I went to COIC both.
Okay.
And rather than bore you with a long discussion, I have a written report for each of you. I only made 8 copies, so if anybody else wants any, they'll have to have the office make them. Didn't you? There's another one here someplace. They must have an extra one someplace.
Oh, yeah.
There's the next one. Extra 2. Okay.
Oh, here. You know what? There were 3 of them in there.
Wow. Okay. I knew there was something there. There's the rest of them. Somebody else wants them. Everybody got them?
Mm-hmm. We have 2 down here.
That said, you can either read them or you can throw them away, whatever you want.
Any other committee report, like Liggy?
Well, there were 3 of us there.
Not talking or looking at each other.
Liggy reports that there's some things happening in the industrial park, and they gave a little report on the BioGreen, and their report looked optimistic or sounded optimistic, but then those can change in a heartbeat. Other than that, Clark Jackson from the Economic Development for the state of Oregon reported that a lot of things are happening in the state right now. It looks surprising. It was surprising a lot of people with what's going on in the state, especially in Central Oregon and Eastern Oregon. There was quite a bit of activity going on. And other than that, that's about it.
Any others?
I went to the DEQ meeting, and Rick and I think everybody was there. A lot of us were there.
I missed.
And the purpose being is to ask for a seat at on the steering committee. So they said no because they did not want to include any agencies on the steering committee. So, but I'll still go and report what direction they're headed in and what was discussed at the meetings. I think it's important. Rick got up and gave an update on the sewer and water acquisition. I think it was important that we spoke to DEQ because they were supporting the annexation of Cagle. But when we said that, that as a some sort of mediation effort or mitigation effort for the groundwater protection. And so then when I spoke to the DEQ and I said, well, as the city says, we weren't given any feasibility studies or we can't make a decision in a vacuum and not considering what would be the most widespread, how can the money and the what would be the most beneficial for the whole area as a whole, and not necessarily just to spend all of the money into one subdivision. So then he said that that was a good point. So I thought it was important.
There was quite a few people there. Have you been before? Was there a lot more people there?
Yeah, it was. It was a better, well attended. And so then, so that was that. You asked me about the Deschutes Water Alliance. So I contacted Alan Unger, and he said that they have another MOU that he would like to come down and present to the council, and he asked that we spend some time on March 9th.
I got your email, and I forwarded her. We'll put that on our March 9th agenda.
Okay, yeah.
And then there was something else she wanted on. Oh, that was a housing something. It next.
Yeah, neighborhood stabilization will come on a work day just to...
We'll try to do that in February.
Yeah, and he'll explain the new phase and what's available. I attended a conference call with the LOC conference planning committee, and we should start thinking about if we want to have a tour to come to La Pine, and what would that entail, and have to be timed and whatnot. Good. I think that there might be some sort of a financial commitment also to the hosting cities. So as soon as I find that out, I'll let us know. But of course, I think it's going to be per capita, so we're not going to contribute as much as the larger cities are. And I think that's it for me.
Anything? Questions?
I just had a question back for Don on the Central Oregon Intergovernmental Council.
Yes.
Don, down there on the front page, about halfway down, it says there's a Regional Public Transportation Advisory Committee.
Yes.
That's being formed, and all the towns but La Pine are listed there.
That's right. And they made up the rule.
Okay. Okay, so we're not going to play in that arena, huh?
Well, we can go back and request.
If you got people that want to serve on travel to all these, if you have people that want to serve and travel to them all.
Well, it just seems like we're part of the region.
Well, no, maybe you are. but I think that we are the size of Culver. You don't see Culver's name.
But they're not on Highway 97.
Isn't this part of the...
It's a regional public transportation.
Right, that bus stops in Culver.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm just saying you can go to all of them.
And also the new bus route.
I think they did invite us.
On this map, too.
Did they?
Stu, any comments there about that? And Rick, the email that went back that I put out about the fact of their website.
Oh, right.
It lists all of the cities except La Pine, and I've got a heartburn over that.
Did they fix that, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They really did.
Yeah.
But it still speaks to, we used to have this idea that the county commissioners, they don't do it anymore. They used to start looking, from Sun River, and they'd go around that way and get about almost down to where you'd see La Pine. Then they'd start looking the other way when it come to anything about about Lapine. And this just speaks to that to me. You know, it's a major organization, and we like to think that we ought to be at the table. Because if you're not at the table, you know what that means. So, granted, we've got a bunch of commitments each one of us have to attend committees and everything, but I think I got a heartburn over them not mentioning Lapine.
Well, I think that we were invited.
I don't see it down here, though.
Well, what you're saying is maybe we just didn't send anyone, so they're just forming it without us,
right,
or something along that line.
Okay, just curious.
We can check. Why don't, Donnie, you can ask it the next time you're down there. Why don't you just ask or call down and ask?
I'll follow up and find out what's going on.
See, if we did.
The committee, they asked me to be on. They sent an email last week.
Ask.
Oh. Didn't have a pile of emails, but they asked me and CC'd you.
Well, when did you get this?
Well, I got this February the 3rd when I was there.
And it wouldn't have anything to do with an email I got in the last couple of days. Who knows? I'll have to see.
That was the meeting we had. We'll find out.
So, you're gonna check it?
Yeah, I'll call under.
Yeah, he's the one.
And is there, and then, you know, be thinking of who wants to represent us on that. And it could, doesn't have to be us, it can be someone from the public.
Yeah.
Does not have to be.
And it's in the middle of the day, too. It's like 11.
No further comments, then let's go to staff comments, please.
Let's see, we'll end with that, I think. The economic forecast we went to, you gave the Lee economic forecast, learning about economic forecast, you'd think you were two different things. It was kind of interesting. I don't know if the mayor could report on the economic forecast.
Just some general comments about it. There was no good news, generally, and they spoke well to all of the barometers and conditions that confront us, and I think they were speaking straightforward about the way things are. It was a down, you know, type of presentation, and I had a hard time dealing with the fact that it was, that they were really forecasting long term, you know. So, and then some of these other things I hear really makes me wonder about it. But it was a good presentation. They had some good speakers there, and the scrambled eggs were, you know, they were okay. I think it was a kickoff to establishing another organization,
actually, Miss Hunter sat at our table. The lady that was kind
yes,
of
she
like
did. Hunter, who has put together the Deschutes
Economic Alliance.
Economic Alliance organization, and they come up they've got a plan of 1,000 days. And they're going to move through establishing committees and getting these committees to work on different sectors and sections of economics, and do like a 100-day report, and then start looking at different periods of time, do these 1,000 days to see what can be done for Central Oregon. So it was beneficial for me.
Yeah, it was good. Saw lots of people.
A lot of people.
So there was no magic bullet out there. Nothing that's going to turn everything around. I think the most interesting thing to me was that the economy of Central Oregon is tied to the California economy.
Right.
Because if you think about the people who bought homes and came and got the realtors going and the finance companies going and the construction, and that then made the malls, and I mean it's all connected to growth. A little bit like a pyramid scheme, but it was California transfer wealth. Mm-hmm. And you said that California is in the tank. You can't transfer wealth out of California until they're back. Mm-hmm. And you aren't going to, the tail isn't wagging the dog. Mm-hmm. And that was really the message. And so he told us, and you heard it at the county commission, just take your rose colored glasses off. that if you've ever been an alcoholic, you had to look in the mirror and be able to say you're an alcoholic before the AA program works. He said, you got to understand that things aren't good. And until you can all stand in front of a mirror and say it and watch it come out of your mouth, you won't. And everyone's working on giving away SDCs, and everyone's got dollar land, and everyone's got a tax abatement from here to you name it. And the good thing we have going for us is people want to move here because of the mountains, the lakes, and the rivers. That's the biggie that, yep, that you have that others don't have. But it's going to be a slow recovery. House prices have not bottomed. And, you know, there's a little more rough road ahead. So I think you have to be realistic with, you know, I think that's why the BioGreen, if, you know, it can come to, is important. I think if you got one that you're kind of reeling in, you hope you can land it. You better get the net out there. So, and I'm going to be, I'm having lunch in Portland with the owner of BioGreen at their request next week. So, they wanted me to meet them on their territory, is what they said. So, I will be going up to Portland to do that. Because it's pretty important for us. And then today I had a couple phone calls on BioGreen and different things. There's a lot of things going on. You know, we may have to have a little hearing down the road, but we'll see where that all heads. The charter, we will, we're going to make our work session actually in February. We'll end up being kind of a meeting also, just because we need to do some things. We will have a ballot title. If you've already followed, when people put on ballot titles, they can challenge a ballot title, and so we actually have to have the wording of the ballot title. We'll have that here, and then it goes by law. They have 10 days to appeal the ballot title and so on and so forth. We're going to make that, if you want, we can have a kind of a little bit of a public hearing there with it. What we found out is it's already been vetted with many public meetings and hearings and stuff. We don't actually, there's no requirement, because, and the reason is it's voted on by the public. That is the ultimate public hearing. You know, and we may have some public sessions to explain the charter to people as informational, but ultimately they get a vote yes or no, and there's no more of a public hearing than that. So there is no requirement that you, we're going to open a public hearing on the charter and then close it, you know. So it's whatever you want to do, but we will, in 2 weeks at that meeting, it will make a public meeting. We'll approve the ballot title and a couple other procedural things, and then they will have 10 days to appeal that, and then it has to be into the clerk on a certain day, and we've got that all figured out, and so on. What's your preference on, because if we're going to have an actual public hearing, we need to advertise it as such. What do you want to do on that?
No public hearing.
Okay. We'll just have it as a, we'll put on our agenda the charter discussion type thing, and we'll have the ballot title stuff, and but we can, you can take comments from folks.
Yeah.
Okay. So plan on that. the corridor plan, spent 2 hours in Bend yesterday on the corridor plan. On February 22nd at 6 p.m., tentatively, official, almost tentatively, it will happen. It's going to be at Mid-State. We've got that set aside. But I need the group to say that that's for sure the date we had, so I'm pretty sure it will be there. And they will have PowerPoint plus easels and things, and they'll have three alternatives to First Street. One's a roundabout, one's a double T, and one is a traditional signalized intersection. One's $2 million, and one's $1.5 million, and one's $1.1 million, and you know, it's different phases. And they went to the transportation corridor. You know, I was trying to get some medians down the middle here and there to put bushes in, and then and I really pushed them on that. And then now we've got into the freight corridor group, which is a nasty group. They want 28 feet clear space, and you know, we're working through all of these little sidebars. But they'll be here on the 22nd. Our meeting in March, I believe, they will actually come here and make a presentation. So you're actually going to get to see a presentation before the council. Well, we will have that wrapped up in March. And actually, it's going to be a joint meeting with the county commission for a presentation. So the county commissioners will be here, and Dave Canner is working out a date that works for them. Then I'll flush it out with you guys. That will be in March. That's another meeting in March.
Mm-hmm. So what about the that March 9th? So would that, take the place of the March 9th meeting? Or
The what's that?
March 9th.
That's our regular meeting.
That's our regular meeting.
Right. What would take the place of that?
The joint meeting with the commissioners.
You know, I don't know. It could be we could do it on Tuesday night, the night before, or the following Wednesday. We need to do it the first half of March. So first Dave's kind of getting a date or two from them.
Okay.
And we can play that by ear as we get that date. We usually have enough things in our meeting, which I don't really want to do it on our meeting night. So hopefully it's an additional night. Get the quarter done. That's going. I mean, it's actually very interesting. The most expensive one's a roundabout, which you might do, but the roundabout people are going to laugh at. I don't see it. But look and see, they're all shaking. That's the response. But you're going to get a vote. You're going to get a vote on the website or at the meeting. We had that hearing, that little meeting with them on the 22nd. You can go around and tell them, and I pretty well guessed the first, second, third place. But they'll be going through that.
I like roundabouts.
It's big enough.
Yeah, they're here.
Yep. The DLCB. The mayor and I will be in Salem on March 3rd or 4th.
March 3rd.
Well, we'll be there for several days, but we'll be there on Wednesday. Mayor's Day is the 2nd. DLCD is the 3rd. So one good thing is he gets to go out and do both at once. I mean, that just happened.
Well, that's saving money.
That
are you cardboard?
That just
happened. I am awesome. Vicky. Mullinex.
Yeah, no.
So, I learned something today that I thought was the most interesting aspect. I talked to a couple of these guys, is that your urban growth boundary can be smaller than your city limits. And there are three cities in Oregon that have had to do that, and that has some ramifications. And that's what we spent most of our meeting on today, was arguing that that's not a preference. And they're going to adopt our comp plan. They're going to adopt about 7 of the goals. 8 goals, and then there's about 4 or 5 or 6 that they won't, but a couple of them are procedural. The biggie is really comes down to the housing and the housing density and the size of Lapine. The Lapine was incorporated so big that it doesn't, in the law, there's no law that says because you're newly incorporated that does it differently. It's one law. Mm-hmm. And it says you can only, in your UGB, you shall have a 20-year supply. As he said, that's not 21 years, and it's not 19. So this is how basic it gets. Well, we think, and I think it's important to remember, in 20 years, you will be about 2,600 people. You'll add about 900 people. So when we look at all of our own planning, we're not going to be 10,000 people in 20 years. You may have 30,000 in your area, but the city of Lapine, if you grow at 2 or 3%, calculates out, if you're 1,600, it calculates out at about 2,600. You're going to say, if we add 1,000 people, and they say there's 2.5 people per house, in 20 years, do the math, you need that many houses. So, you need 400 houses. So, they then say you need 6 per acre. But then you take 400 divided by 6. That is what 100, whatever it comes out to. That's all the acres that you need in the next 20 years for new residential land. But in the plan that's been adopted by the Planning Commission, you have lots more than that. Mm-hmm. And there is no rule that allows you to have a 40-year land supply. So they can make you shrink your UGB down below your city size. Now, what we're trying to do is work them to, you know, it's like everything else. There's all these little things that you might be able to play with, and that's what we're working on. But, and that's where the main discussion I think we'll have with the commission, because they will not approve it. What they're going to do is they're going to say, we're going to approve these things, but these things are carrying forward. And it will be months before they're done. Sometime this summer, who knows? And then there's issues with that, because our grant ends June 30th. They're going to have to allow us to extend it, but under the rules, you can't extend it to a new biennium. And so I said, well, then you better find us some more money in the next biennium. And they said they just may do that. So we're not out of the woods. It's an interesting, it's a big process on this. Now, what it does is, if you don't, you say, well, what difference does it make? What it does is that land stays in the city, but they're basically treated as unincorporated area. So you don't subdivide your property. If you had a 20-acre piece, you're just a 20-acre piece. Whatever the county zoning is, it precludes you from doing development and things. You are outside the urban growth boundary. It also stops you from expanding urban services, i.e. water and sewer. So I asked about cable. If cable happened to be that area, could you expand water and sewer? They said no. And they said, in fact, if anyone was trying to do it right now, there is no adopted comp plan, and that you cannot today expand sewer and water into Cagle subdivision. So that's a whole different twist. that was fun. 2 hours. Sold the building. Let's get to the fun stuff.
Okay.
This was the happy stuff. And then if we have a couple extra, we're going to spread them. No, I'll put one with the old mayor and you'll share it.
I am the old mayor. And the older I get, the more respect I deserve.
Here's an extra. You need to share with Vicky. You're going to have to get over closer to Vicky. You're real, Terry.
My wife's sitting back there.
So, what we can do is the main thing here. You approved our resolution. Thank you. But this is the first phase, and actually, these guys are doing a great job. I mean, I compliment better than I thought. They have been on time and accurate. The mayor has met with me twice with them. Actually, he happened to be here the one day they were here, and then today he was in Bend at a meeting, and so he came by for just part of the meeting. Bottom line, let's look. This is kind of explaining. You look at the elevator works. What they want to make sure, go to that bottom paragraph on page one. If you look at that, that's just something so that we know. What's it saying is the building department says we can use a couple of the offices upstairs, and we can use it for storage and other things. But as far as like working offices, there's always the chance that, because you get into this ADA stuff, that someone could raise an issue. If we hired a city manager that became, say the city manager's office, if they became disabled, you have to make sure they have an office downstairs because we don't have an elevator. If someone comes in, you have to accommodate that person by coming downstairs to meet them. Mm-hmm. If you go beyond the two offices, they said then you're starting to where it would require an elevator. So up there, we can only legally use two offices. You can store and do other stuff all you want. And what they're doing is we'll get into the phases of this, but way, way down the road, you could put an elevator in if you had to, but we don't need that right now because we're not that big. The building basically works. The heating and air conditioning system works great. He says on a 90-degree day to 100, it will be, what he says, stressed. And I told him to save money, we could be stressed. We'll see where the budgets come in. What he's saying is if you're there on a 100-degree day and yet tonight you have 50 people at your meeting, you may only get you down to 80 degrees instead of 68. But the fact is 90% of the time the room isn't used at all. So the only time you have that problem is if you happen to be using it and you hit the 100 degree day and you had a big crowd. We can always add the unit outside easily. So that's just something I'm trying to point out, things that you want to do. That concrete sidewalk around, you know, is a half quarter of an inch higher than the ADA. It's all cracked, if you remember, so we thought, go ahead and take it out, and then we'll meet the ADA, because you have to spend a certain amount on that. The conclusion is, it's a darn good deal. There's nothing major, and the county is working great with them. The room can only, we can only go to 49 people in the meeting room. If you go to 50, it changes the occupancy, which means you cannot use the upstairs because you cannot have an upstairs
second story, yeah,
in an unsprinkled building if you have more than 50 people in the meeting by code. 49, you can do what you want. So, but they said it's amazing how well this is, I mean, pretty, it's going pretty well. So if you want to go to the plans, the first phase, we have enough, they're not going to require more parking. They're going to let us gravel that back area as for overflow. So that's great. And we may throw in three or four others paved. But bottom line is that that area to the south can be our overflow. We were worried that something might trigger there. And they've done their calculations on the numbers. If you go to page 2, the council room, we were going to have it faced a little different. Now you're going to be facing, your back is to the highway, and that does a couple of things. It lays out better in the room. The people come off the parking lot, they come into the back of the meeting, like you do here. Because otherwise, if people are coming in from the side, and you're up there, they'd be coming in like right here. And it can dysfunction the meeting. And that three-person little desk there in the front where the folks would talk when, like, you would be when you're coming up. But, you know, in this setting, you'll have to come up. It will be difficult. I tease my friend there, Vicki. She won't be able to yell from the audience. And that, of course, moves. We'll have it wired for the internet and PowerPoint. We put seven, see, I only have six chairs in there, but I need to ask them that they got six. We need seven chairs up front for the boards and commissions, and if you ever go to seven councilmen, two staff on each side. That will be raised 6 inches, and on the right side, on the left side, I think that's where the ADA, you have to be able to have a wheelchair come up. A little coffee bar in the back so that people can make coffee and other groups can use the room when we're not there. The bathroom's coming out. Then you'll see the door into the other area, and that gets you into the regular part of City Hall. The front two offices, the one says reception, I think 12 feet by, 7 or 9? And the other one, the two of them there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those would be, they'll have the gates that come down. Those would be, one would be our billing with sewer water.
Right.
That'd be Ashley. And the other one would be Patty. And if that billing clerk is gone, then Patty would do it. And you have a door you can close down so that the customers, and that's so that no one can get into the office. Then it says conference room. That may have to be, you could make that into a couple offices. And there were, you share desks. I mean, you have a couple desks in there. It also could be a conference room, which we're going to try to do now. Use it for a little conference room. For, you know, when you got 10 people sitting around a table. You got your two bathrooms. And that meets a requirement for the meeting room in this. Then they're going to have to add a door. If you'll notice, as you kind of head to the east side, there's a little door there that isn't, I mean, I can see it, and I explained it, right below the word hall. Okay. That is in so you can lock off. So again, the public can use the restrooms. They can make coffee if they needed to. They can use the coffee machine even, but they cannot get into offices nor go upstairs. If you built this City Hall, we would not have the stairway where it is. I mean, that was a little bit of a design whatever. So then you got two offices there. One could be a city recorder when we have it. One could be a city manager. You could do whatever. One could be another small conference room. So you've got the flexibility to do what you want. But that floor meets our requirements of beyond what we need right now. And then if you go to the next page, you got your two offices upstairs that we can use, and then the storage. And they're doing a load test right now to see how much stuff you can put up there. Because, you know, you start putting a bunch of file cabinets, the weight can be a problem. So that's all being done by our structural engineers. Phase two. This is basically taking Edward Jones' space, say 10, 15 years from now. Or if you added police, whatever. But it's way down the road. You can see where you would cut through up toward the parking lot side. That's where you cut over, and then they put three offices on the north side. You would have two more restrooms. You have more space, and then there's a break room. In the meantime, for the next decade, you can rent that out and take the income. So, they are doing a good job, really, on this. Then, they, same thing upstairs, no change there. Then they actually did a third phase beyond 20 years. If we ever needed to use the upstairs, you'll notice they have two of these that do this. And what they do is they move the elevator, but they put an elevator where that one office is, and it goes all the way up. You then can use, you could divide the area upstairs, when you go to that, into four or five offices. Again, this is out 20 years, and I said they're not spending a lot of time on that. You don't want to make the decision today for those who will follow you 20 years from now. They get to decide that. But the fact they're looking at, and then this last one is, she called it the executive one, it's got, they actually moved the stairway, keep the elevator, move the stairway out front, and that really gives you some options upstairs. Do some dormers and things, that would be, that you'd have to have 10,000 people or something inside the city limits. And that doesn't fit any 50-year projection. So. So it's pretty neat.
Very, very great.
We will have cost estimates in a couple weeks. Initial cost estimates. I meet with them. I have to do some stuff this weekend for them on some things, and then we'll meet again next week. And the other thing I'm doing to move this along is I'm actually starting how we're going to use how we use them in the next phase, actual construction drawings, because this took 2 months to get our agreement done on this. So I'm trying to double do things here so that we don't sit. We should be able to buy the building if all goes well about the 8th or 9th or 10th of March, so we can own it by the 15th, and then they could move on to the next phase, bid it out, and so on.
So, I have a question. So the resolution and the amount for the renovations is up to amount, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And then you'll bring back the cost estimate.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to just tell them what we're going to do. What, I mean, won't come back here, but we'll just set it. It's below the number that you set, or at it. Because they have a timeline. It has to be done on a certain day. And it's like 10 days from now or something. It's a set.
Brilliant. Okay, so I'm more confused. I'm not confused. So,
actually, I think it would be pretty close. I mean, the most it would come down is $25,000 or something, but that's the most we
but
can
shouldn't
do.
That be a council decision? It's going to be $170-something, right?
Well, you've approved up to that amount. So, all it could do is come down.
Right. But I thought, because in our previous conversations, though, is that you said that we would have a choice as to how much we would spend. And I thought that this was an up-to amount.
It depends on the timing. We can call a special meeting if you want to pick that number, whether it's 490 or 498 or 502. We can have a special meeting. It's just that there's a timeline because these bonds, right. These bonds have to be, I mean, it's... And so I'm trying to get the cost estimate from them and then try to pick the amount. We can't go above that. So
right. But putting it in context for our little city, this is the biggest contract that we've had to date.
Right.
So I think it's important that we...
I assumed if I lowered it, it'd be okay. But if...
I don't know. Yeah. I might be on the running solo here, so.
Dan?
Well, I think that we, I don't know how else we could approach it. We've established a top end.
Right.
We don't know how much less than that it could be. We're hopeful as much as possible, and there's no reason to, you know, go any more than we should. I don't think that, I mean, if it goes, what this says is, if it goes to 500, we'll do it. If it goes to 510, we'll do it. If it goes to 525, we won't do it. So I feel pretty comfortable.
I mean, generally, and we still will be able to, when we get the, I mean, you're pretty much, I mean, you've moved along, you're moving forward, so I mean, it's
right.
Pretty much, I mean, generally, a council sets policy. In this case, you said, I want a city hall. You voted to hire the architect that you wanted to do it. You have set the maximum we can spend. And you've approved who's financing it with the maximum rate they can charge us, then it really is then my job to then, with those, go carry it out. You don't generally come back with everything once you've done it. There's nothing wrong with doing it, but...
Yeah, but I had asked you all along if that was going to happen, and you said yes, that it was. And then, but...
Well, the other thing that's coming to my mind is that I believe it was the intent that the purchase agreement is going to be written so that it was contingent upon our final approval.
You can
of the council's final approval.
Yeah, I mean, in our purchase agreement on the building, it's very quick. We'll have a final vote, and we'll probably do that in as soon as we get finance. So it'll probably be our meeting in March.
But it seems like that.
But I mean, I
didn't require our action to remove that contingency.
No. We were going to approve that in March.
Okay.
But I mean,
first meeting.
Yeah, if that's when we have it all done.
Yeah.
Yeah. You under our purchase agreement, we don't have to buy the building if you vote not to.
So that's still out there.
Yes. I mean, hopefully at this point you're well past that.
Yeah.
I mean.
But this would be, this could be part of it. I mean, if there's something, you know, I don't know, unforeseen.
You know, if you're not going to vote for it within those dollar amounts, I think you should vote right now to not move forward. Yeah. Probably would be my advice. Because
you've already voted to do it, though.
Well, but you can unvote.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do. I'm just saying is I would just as soon tell the finance people that we're not comfortable. Because I...
Well, I mean, but that's really not, I mean, that's not fair. I think that it's, I think I raised a question, and all along in the process I said, well, are we then, you know, when are we going to decide about the renovations? You know, is it going to be 170, is it going to be 120, what is it going to be? Because it kind of felt left out in this whole process because of that committee thing, and it kind of moved along kind of fast, and, so those were my concerns, and that's why I'm raising it now. I mean, I'm only one voice on the council.
Let me ask, Stu, your input?
Well, we've been through the whole process. We instructed Rick to research the companies at every stage, so we're setting the policy, he's carrying it out. He came back with the resolution, the financing, the plans. We've got a cap on everything, so I don't see anything wrong with it.
Don?
I think we're on the right track. I think everything's going fine, and in reading all the documents that I've received so far, I think that everything is right on track, and we should continue as we're doing.
I have to say the same thing. I'm very comfortable. We said it. The whole idea that it's the worst part of it that we've approved so far would be that it came down, and that's not a bad thing. So I'm in consensus with this, that we should leave the city manager proceed.
I do.
I agree.
And I can entertain a motion to that effect.
We've already voted, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, then Do we have full consensus?
We already voted for the resolution, so there's...
No, I mean, on this idea.
I'll try. I mean, if the dates work, unless you want a special meeting, I will bring... I mean, I don't mind bringing any... I mean, I would bring it back. I just don't know with this Schwab, Williams, this group, it's, you know, there's a... Like I say, this resolution I have to have out to them tomorrow. Then they said there's so many days, and you know, with our meetings, and our meeting, we don't meet till, you know, the 23rd. And so I'm just not sure if we're a day or two short on it. And once, again, everything's fluid. Once you see that that's a cap, and you're comfortable with the cap, like I say, I was hoping that maybe you could lower it by $25,000. But all you do is, by law, you pay the you put the $25,000 on the loan. We don't get to go put it in a general fund to go plow streets. So it just goes against the loan, you know. Mm-hmm.
My comment at this point is I think we've been down this road. I think we've got it totally. I don't think that I can't see myself wanting to bring it back.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks. It's exciting, and they say they're doing a good job. It's going to be work good for everyone. I think the community is going to enjoy it, like it. And I did a radio interview on it the other day, and said you know, helped really sets the I think the tone that you're a city and you're here.
They've done an excellent job on the options and being able to phase it forward. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm excited about how it comes out.
I've heard a lot of great comments about it. From people I've talked to, just on the street, I'll say it that way, and everybody, I haven't had a bad comment about it.
I had a lot of comments when I've been in these meetings and things. Everyone brings it up. Oh, you're going to see all, you know, that meeting, you know, where is it, what's that building, you know, that kind of stuff. So people are pretty excited.
Any further staff comments?
No.
Council comments?
Only other one is the budget committee. We're short two. That's one thing people always remember, you know, like you said, the planning commission short, people end up forming a lot of committees, and, you know, people like to, it's hard to get people to serve on them, but we do have two openings on our, and we have an ad out.
We have to be residents.
We have to be residents, and we'll be in the, we're actually putting that into the Newberry and the other, so, you know, at some point we'll have, in a month we'll have, in March we'll have someone.
Yeah. I will speak to the chair of the charter committee.
Mm-hmm. Bob Steffens.
And see if he wouldn't consider being on the budget.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Council comments? Stu?
Yes.
Don?
Adele? Just one thing. I kind of think that these written reports are great, but you always give a good oral report. And I think that... you know, that's your forte. I think that we miss that. But it kind of gives everybody an idea of what's happening in the meetings because you're always so concise. So, but these are great. I would think you reconsider giving your oral reports.
I can say the same thing. You are concise. You do a good report. But then again, I'm going to leave it to you.
Well, basically, the whole idea was to cut down on some of the time because these reports, there was so much covered in each one of these meetings. I mean, you just can't bring out everything to everybody, and it's very difficult. And I spent all afternoon this afternoon because I was out of town making the report for tonight on this meeting. But... I'll make a report on it next time if you'd like.
I'm gonna enjoy it just like this because I'm gonna get the whole story myself.
Yeah.
But I think it was valid in her saying that you do a good report and everything. But again, I think that's your decision. So.
What do you want me to do right now?
Nope.
I can take care of it.
I can take care of it. As a matter of fact, we've got about 22 seconds left. So, Dan,
pardon me?
Anything?
Nope. I'm good. Ready to go home.
Okay.
Oh, wow, look.
I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nope.
Now keep your notebooks here, and then she'll reload them for the next meeting.
That's awesome.
You can take them home.
No, I got two meetings at home.
Yeah.
I'm
the idea is when we get things, we can throw them.